This will be part four in our summary of the topic of hearsay in Professor Buckner's evidence class. This summary will cover another set of exceptions to the hearsay rule, including business records and public records. Let's look first at the business records rule. The business records exception to the hearsay rule has six requirements. First, the record must be one that is of a business. Note that this is a very broad requirement. A business includes associations, governmental activities, professions, callings, and covers these types of entities, whether carried out for profit or not. We saw several examples of what constitutes a business in our materials. First, we saw that a state agency is considered a business for purposes of this rule. We also saw that a casino worker keeping track of his individual tips was engaged in a business under this rule. And finally, we saw that a cocaine ring was conducting a business under this rule. In one of our hypotheticals, we also saw that an author was conducting a business. Again, this requirement of the rule is very broadly construed. The limitation on all these situations is the trustworthiness of the record, which is another element of the rule. The next requirement is that the records be regularly maintained in the course of the regular practice of the business. For example, here we saw a hypothetical where a hotel was trying to keep records of customers' confusion regarding its name. Those records were not made in the regular course of a hotel's business. We also saw that the ledger of the drug business was regularly maintained. The next requirement is that the records need to be made at or near the time of the event recorded. This, again, is to assure reliability. Next, the business records need to be based on knowledge or from information transmitted by a person with knowledge. We will see how this requirement applies when the information is obtained from a person outside of the business. In that scenario, a separate exception to the hearsay rule will be required. The next requirement is that the records need to be supported by testimony regarding the preparation of the records. This allows a custodian of records to testify, and in federal court, records can also be submitted through an affidavit or a certification. Both California and federal rules require that the records be trustworthy. A final point to bear in mind is that business records are not considered testimonial, according to Justice Scalia, writing in the Crawford case for the Supreme Court. Now, under the business records exception, accident reports receive special treatment. Where a person involved in the accident makes the accident report or makes a statement in anticipation of litigation, the court may find, as in the Palmer v. Hoffman case, that the report is subject to bias and therefore is not reliable or trustworthy, and therefore does not fall within the exception. On the other hand, in the Lewis case, the court admitted the report of a similar train accident where the person making the report was not involved in the accident. In this area, we also learned the business duty rule, illustrated by the Wilson case. Business records often contain multiple layers or levels of hearsay. That is, the statements of multiple persons are often included in a single business record. Rule 805, under the Federal Rules of Evidence, requires that each layer of hearsay must have its own exception. Where everyone making the business record has a business duty to record the information, then the business record exception will apply to all levels of the hearsay. But where someone who contributes to the business record, who does not have any business duty to do so, for example, someone outside the business, that will not be covered by the business record exception, and so another hearsay exception is necessary. As we saw in Wilson, the sister told a hospital that her sister was a liar. The hospital record is a business record except for the part containing the sister's statement that her sister was a liar, because she did not have a business duty to make that statement since she did not work for the hospital. So, another exception was needed for the sister's statement to come into evidence. The court held that the medical record exception applied. Finally, we saw that under Rule 807, the absence of a business record is also admissible to show the non-occurrence or non-existence of an event or condition. Here, we have the case with the defendant who put a pin into an M&M candy. Now, let's turn to the public records exception. Public records are records of an office or agency. Matters observed pursuant to duties imposed by law, as to which there is a duty to report, are covered by this exception. For example, factual findings resulting from an investigation made according to authority granted by law will constitute a public record. We saw an example of this in the Beach versus Rainey case, where the JAG officer's report was admitted. But in criminal cases, matters observed by law enforcement are generally excluded, and records by law enforcement cannot be backdoored through the business records exception in order to avoid this exclusion. Despite this, we did see that there are some routine records made by law enforcement in a non-adversarial context that would not fall within the exclusion for matters observed by law enforcement. One case involved the booking of a revolver as police property while there was no suspect and no ongoing investigation. Another case involved public records of border crossings, which were recorded at a time when there was no adversarial purpose or suspect. We also need to think about how the Confrontation Clause impacts these cases. We saw two cases involving laboratory reports that probably would, after the Melendez-Diaz case, be considered testimonial. In one case, there was a DNA match, and in the other case, there was a lab report identifying a substance as cocaine. In these cases, after Melendez-Diaz, the reports and related affidavits would be considered testimonial, and so the author of the report, the forensic analyst, would have to be produced at trial and be subject to confrontation and cross-examination by the defendant. That's the end of this summary on business records and public records.